It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
But the Krell forgot one thing, it. Monsters, John. Monsters from the id.
There you go again, always blaming me for everything.
Go switch off!
Exterminate!
It's a trap!
This looks extraordinarily bad.
Commencing countdown T minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Skiffy and Fanny Show, episode 95.
Deconstructing the once and always future White King myth since 1978.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Jen.
And if you can't tell from our tagline, we're going to be talking about race. But
one
not
of
yet.
Our favorite topics.
It is, isn't it? Well, that's not what we're going to talk about first. The first is really just a bit of geeky coolness, which is that Google has a thing called Project Glass, which is basically like a virtual reality thing that you wear on your like glasses.
Yeah, it's. Yeah. This is what I've been waiting for all my life. Okay, not really. But
not really, no.
I mean, I've been reading Cyberpunk since I was probably 13, 14 years old. And I've always wanted something like this. Okay, and I have to say, I'm going to come out with it. I'm blind in my left eye, so I was actually kind of just hoping for a replacement eyeball that could do all this. But since that's not going to happen anytime soon, I'm totally okay with the glasses that Google is producing.
They look really, really totally nerdy. And I don't know how they work.
Severely nerdy. Okay, so basically it's like on one side it has the glass, like the actual glass portion that you look through, and it's like a heads-up display. And it'll have apps, because it's going to be working on the Android operating system, okay?
Okay.
So, it'll have apps, and you can use your eyes to look at them, because it'll have, obviously, it'll track it. And you'll be able to interact with those apps based on what you're looking at. It also has a voice activation technology, so that you can, tell it what to do. There was a book by, who was it, William Gibson not long ago about the interactive art spaces where people were recreating in virtual reality, like murder scenes.
I know which one you're talking about. It's one of the
Ghost. Was it Ghost in the title?
I don't remember.
Crap.
Keep talking about it.
Anyway,
I'll look it up.
Okay, so in that book, there's an artist who specifically recreates these scenes.
Spook Country.
That you can, Spook Country, thank you. I know it was something ghostly. That you can, you can see scenes from history recreated in a virtual space, but overlaying a real space, where they actually took place. And Google has plans to do that to an extent with these glasses. So you would be able to look at a cafe, and if it's closed, it'll tell you why it's closed, when it's opening, and other things. So you can check into locations. It'll give you directions on the heads up, so you can see exactly where you're supposed to be going. It just sounds, basically it'll have all the functionality of your phone, but in a heads-up display. So
cool.
You don't have to constantly refer to your phone. And there's still conjecture on how this is actually going to work, if it'll be its own phone built in, or if it will have to connect to a phone, like by Bluetooth or something. there was another sort of glasses like this, but it was like way bulkier. These actually look freaking hot. I mean, I'm sorry.
Oh, God, Jen.
So cool looking. Although a little bit Apple. Did you get that impression too? I don't know.
Not really, no.
I think because it's white, it's this, kind of white streamlined look, it looks like everything that Apple produces to me. I think that might be their one problem. They might want to shift that into the black Android look, just because I guess I associate white with Apple.
That's leading into our other topic.
But anyway, these will not be ready for, you know, probably a couple years. But you can actually follow them on their Google Plus page, Project Glass, and give them ideas about how you would like to use it, what you would like to see in it, and whatnot. So it's kind of spiffy. I'm stoked. I'm getting it. Screw the iPad. I want this thing.
Well, I wouldn't buy an iPad anyway. So yeah, so that's our spiffy bit.
That's the spiffy bit.
It's cool.
Short, sweet. Also flying cars, but you already knew that.
Whatever. That stupid thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Jen wanted to talk about it, but I said no.
I realized in hindsight that we've been talking about this specific car. We have talked about this specific vehicle before, like a year ago, because this thing has been in development forever. Apparently, it's just now finally, like, almost ready.
Eh, whatever. I don't care. Let's move on.
Okay.
Okay, so segueing into our proper big discussion point, which is something people will be familiar with if they've been paying attention to the Hunger Games, which is the sudden and complete shock by the white young teen population that there might actually be black people in the future.
I like how you put that.
This is exactly... No, I'm absolutely shocked. Okay, so here's the very short version. I've not read The Hunger Games, but I've read enough about this issue to know what's in The Hunger Games. The Hunger Games has characters who are dark-skinned. Okay? For those of you that are shocked, you should just, you know, take a minute, maybe drink some alcohol, just calm down, smoke a doobie, right? I know it's really terrifying, black people
terrifying.
In a book,
right? Yep.
Scary. But then they took that and they made it into the movie. So now there are black people in the movie and people are shocked. They don't understand why the characters are black. And I can tell you why, for those of you that are shocked, because they are black.
I think I have a feeling Susan Collins was specifically vague in terms of racial identity in her characters, only because it is a futuristic novel. And
so she needs to be vague about...
No. Only because... sorry, not vague. I don't think she ever specifically referred to them as... Obviously, you're not going to call them African-American because this is a... post-American world. She could have referred to them as black, but is it really necessary in a world that is seemingly as post-racial as it is? You know, it has characters that specifically paint themselves different colors because racial identity isn't a big thing. The only thing I was actually disappointed with in the film was that there was not as much blending, racial blending in characters, in terms of they were still very specifically white or black. And in my opinion, give us 100 years and we're all going to start looking fairly caramel colored as it is. So I think that was the only thing that disappointed me. And the fact that there weren't as many Asian characters. There were very few Asian characters and they got killed fairly quickly.
Figures.
But it's also one of the other things that people have to consider about the location, the settings of the different districts is that they're very geographic. In the book, they're not geographically specific, but they are still somewhat geographically specific. The district that the two of the African-American characters, black characters, sorry, I can't say African-American, post-America, two of the black characters, Rue and the other guy from, I think it's District 11. It's, I believe it's at one of the food production districts. And I think it's described as being sort of Midwest South. District 12, to me, I envision as being like Appalachian area, because it's coal mines and mineral mines.
Okay.
And so that's something you have to kind of consider, is that its location. And this is taking place, I don't remember what year it's supposed to be taking place in, but it's supposed to be in America.
Okay.
It's just hundreds of years later or something like that, or a couple hundred years later.
But that's not really the...
Many
the,
hundreds of years. Anyway,
that's just
so what I'm
context.
Saying is that this is context for what this book is about. And people would have had to... I haven't read it, but this is my understanding of it. People would have had to really miss things. Big, big, giant plot points in order to not see these characters as, if not completely black... at least partially black.
Well, that,
mixed race.
The
at
thing
least.
That, yeah, I guess my problem isn't so much that they didn't notice it in the book. It's their reaction to their being character. Because like a lot of the posts that we were looking at, like CNN and Huffington, that were reporting on this, they pointed out that what's going on is a lot of people are just assuming that a character looks like them. And then are shocked that they aren't. And that's perhaps the problem,
right.
Is that the default becomes, you know, blonde, blue-eyed, white people.
Yes.
And there's no sort of challenge to that perception, except when it doesn't turn out to be the way you expected when you read the book.
Well, people do have a tendency when they read a book to identify with the characters as looking similar to themselves, unless it is specifically pointed out. That is very true.
I don't.
I bet you do.
I don't.
You probably just don't notice it until you realize that it's specifically mentioned, and then you have a place to put, you know, what they look like. Either specifically mentioned or setting.
It doesn't matter to me, though. Like,
no, but
like,
it doesn't matter. Yes.
The only way this
might
would
not
matter
what their race is, but you're still going to prescribe them looks.
The only way this would work is if it would matter what race they are, is if we were reading a book in which some of the characters are Nazis and they made them be black Nazis.
Yeah, that would be a little bit weird.
Unless it was a comedy and it was,
yes.
It was like a satire. But otherwise, like in that context, it doesn't make sense. But
no.
I don't care. Like they had not Hulk, Thor, right? Idris Elban, I forgot the
Idris
name.
Elba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. He plays one of the characters in Thor, one of the guys, whatever the...
Yes.
He controls the gate that goes between the places.
The Norse gods, yes.
Right, one of the Norse gods, right. And a lot of people threw a fit, and I was like,
eh.
Okay, he's black, whatever.
Yeah, they had an Asian guy, too.
Like, did you not, you don't think that maybe these gods who are portrayed as actual gods, like they didn't, they just all were whitey, and they didn't meet at the other places? Like,
well, I think it's because people were assuming it before they even thought about the movie and how they were framing the Norse gods as a different race living on a different planet. If you don't think about that, you go, okay, well, they're Norse gods. The Norse gods will obviously look like the Norse people.
Only because that's how the Norse people portrayed it, but that doesn't mean that's
but
true.
That's right, exactly. But that's like kind of the mentality. It's kind of like Jesus is not a white person, you know? Not in reality,
not.
But...
He never was.
Exactly. But people frame their gods... in their own image, not the other way around. Sorry. anyway, I think what you were leading to, though, is that it's not so much that it's. I'm sorry, I just blanked.
John,
you're gonna have to this out because I'm an idiot. I'm working through my sentence, and I lost it. It's somewhere in there.
Well, my original point was just the perception and being shocked when that perception is suddenly challenged by a reality.
Right. And I think maybe because I went in knowing nothing about these books, although I did know that it was a futuristic picture, and I don't normally go into a movie expecting people to be of one race or another. I just don't, unless, of course, it's like The Help, in which case, you know, it's a story about a specific event or a time in history. And social situation. But for the most part, I don't go into my movies going, okay, these people are going to be this color, these people are going to be this color, except when if like the CNN article mentions the Last Airbender, which was a major race veil.
Of course, because they took characters which were never portrayed as white, which were very clearly not white, and then and made them white lily white actors. Yeah,
exactly. And this is kind of an opposite race veil. They actually, the casting was straight out of the book, but because people are not very critical readers, and as I said, people do tend to, if they're not being critical readers, ascribe characteristics like their own to characters. Mm-hmm. They then went and watched the movie and were horrified, shocked, dismayed by the fact that the characters from District 11, specifically Rue and the character Senna, were portrayed by black actors. I didn't have any such expectation when I went to watch the movie. None whatsoever, except that I was going to be seriously disappointed if there weren't other races in a futuristic society. So I would have been the opposite. I would have been disappointed if there hadn't been black characters. And as I said, I'm disappointed that there weren't more Asian characters. Anyway,
yeah,
it's sad that people... specifically regarding Rue, I think that was really the really, really sad part about this is Rue is she's like a 10, 12 year old girl, very innocent, and she's forced to fight in this horrible bastardization of reality television to the death. And when she dies, it was horrifying on a number of levels. Then I was crying through like half the movie, so whatever.
Wimp.
I am a wimp. So it was really, really disappointing to come away from that and hear all this criticism. Of her race.
I just don't get it. I really don't. I'm looking through this and I'm just completely shocked that people are this uncritical of what is quite obviously a very racist position to have. Like, I mean, people were saying, you know, what the hell is Rue doing being a black chick? And I'm like, what the hell is any of them doing being any color? Like, why is this an issue? Like, why can you say that and then, like, not realize, holy shit, I just said something that's completely racist, right? Like, and this is the problem, like, because I'm sure there are some people that are saying on this particular instance, like, well, you know, maybe the black people and other minorities shouldn't complain when sometimes we switch it over and we make an Asian character white, like in the case of Last Airbender. I was like, well, that's not really the point. The point is that this is a historical erasure that is persistent over time. And so that only becomes relevant if we make a Last Airbender where white people are the heroes, if we actually live in a post-racial society. But we don't. We live in a very clearly racial society that's still unwilling to check itself on these kinds of opinions, to the point that they'll say rather disparaging things about a young black girl who is playing a character which was written as a black character.
Yeah.
Like, and there's complete uncritical, like, and nobody stopped and went, huh, you know, I don't remember if this character was black. Maybe before I open my mouth, I should go look at the book again. And then after I do that, I should think, you know what? Maybe I should just not even care. Was she good in the role? Isn't that what matters?
Exactly. And that's kind of these were great. Rue did an amazing, absolutely amazing job. I don't remember. Amandla something. I totally forgot her name right now.
Amandla Stenberg.
Yes. Thank you. Weird name. anyway. Yeah. Fantastic job. And yet one of the comments that really struck me, one of the tweets that came out of this, was one about how they didn't care as much about her death because she was a black kid.
Wait, where the frick did you see that?
Yeah.
I didn't see that one. I was kind of skimming through a lot of these, so there, I must have missed
it. Yeah, there were a lot of them. It was probably one of the older ones so that you hadn't gotten to it. But there was a tweet. Exactly. I mean, that there were some, I mean, you have to think about this. This is some that were very explicitly racist, like that. I don't care if a black person dies. Or I don't care as much if a black person dies.
That's
and then you have, right, exactly. Wow. There have been tweets that specifically referred to as the N-word and used other racial slurs against this little girl in real life, not just the character, and were very angry of this. There's one, ooh, Rue is black, I'm not watching.
Yeah, one guy, Johnny Knox 4, said, I was pumped about the Hunger Games until I learned that a black girl was playing Rue. Which, I'm sorry, but that's you're a racist then.
Yeah.
Like, there's no question there. You're placing your enjoyment of a film on whether or not the characters are the appropriate skin color.
Yes, exactly.
Which means you don't view them as valuable as whatever your skin color is. And I'm going to just assume, since his name is Johnny Knox 4, that he's a lily white European descendant and not, you know, someone Asian who happens to be Johnny Knox, which would be a very strange name. But, yeah, I'm just the one you just told me about. I'm just a little bit sickened by that.
Yeah, and what's hilarious is that the number of people were saying these tweets and saying very racist things and then saying not to be racist, but...
Oh, no, don't!
You're like, really?
There's a whole Tumblr about this. I forget what it's called. Oh, I think it's like I'm Not Racist, But... I'll find it. I think it's called I'm Not Racist, But... And it's just a guy who goes through Facebook and he just searches for that.
I'm not racist, but it's yeah. Amazing how many people. I mean, it's like, remember that there was that case about the justice of the peace refused to marry a interracial couple.
Yeah, yeah.
And said, but I'm not a racist.
No, you are.
And there's this comment is picked up consistently. And it's not just, I mean, yeah, we're going in a little bit more political here, but this is definitely something that touches our society on a lot of levels. And I think it's actually, this is an important conversation for the world to have. I've said this before. I'm actually almost glad that this happened, although I wish that poor little girl had not been the target. And I mean, she's been amazingly cool about the whole thing.
So she's getting a life lesson she's going to have to deal with for the rest of her life.
Of her life. I mean, and you got to look at the industry. There's still not a lot of black roles in films.
There are a lot of side roles, but there are not a lot of
roles,
black
not a lot of main roles.
Yeah, main roles, yeah.
And, I mean, if you, like, look at the fact that, what was it, Danny Glover tried to try out for the role of Spider-Man.
Wrong. Donald Glover. Wrong one.
Donald Glover.
Who was also black, by the way, but different, right. Different Glover.
Yeah. No, I always get them mixed up. I'm like, is that his son or his grandson? Maybe it is.
Maybe
his,
but I just to be clear, like, I
wouldn't
know,
sorry.
Have chosen
Donald Glover.
Danny
I wouldn't
Glover
have Danny Glover either. No, that would have been right. Exactly. I was trying to picture that as like the weirdest Spider-Man.
Like George
ever.
Takei when he tried out for Spider-Man. Remember?
My bad.
Yeah,
anyway.
No, Donald Glover, who is a black, I think he's a teenager, he may be in his 20s, but yeah, he did want to be the role of Spider-Man, and they gave it to Andrew Garfield.
Right, and why? Because the movie wouldn't have made as much.
I don't know if necessarily, well, yes, to some extent I think it wouldn't not made as much, and I think that would expose the racism in the community. However, I am not necessarily against them keeping Spider-Man a white character, only because... He has always been
a white character.
Right? There has been
that's
no
true.
Point where he went into like an alternate universe and there was like a black Spider-Man. Right? And right. I'm saying that somewhat facetiously. What they really need to do is then the comic book community needs to have more characters who are black or Asian or what have you. Just like the 99, where they're Muslim comic book superheroes. They
right.
need to put a more concerted effort into creating these characters so that we can then have films.
The black Muslim Batman that was in France, you know.
That people threw a fit over because
people threw a fit over.
Muslim.
And I mean, right now you have
Paris,
you do have some black characters, but to be honest, they aren't the most positive portrayals of black people necessarily. They have become more positive over the years, but they certainly weren't in the beginning. There was, I think, there's still some antagonism in probably
there is, and I think
the community.
I think
but you also have to look at the comic
who,
book reading community.
Yeah, and who's been there since the dawn of time, and it's people who were growing up during the civil rights movement, and some of them didn't get on the right bandwagon.
No, they really didn't.
No, they got on the wrong side of history. And they can't let that go. And I think, like, I was trying to think, there was a cartoon, superhero cartoon, I want to say early 2000s, but I'm probably way off on time. And it was about a black superhero, and he had,
the electric one.
The electric one, yeah. He could, like, make trash
cans
flying.
That kid was awesome!
Yeah, I forgot it. I watched it a lot. I remember watching it. I thought it was pretty...
Oh, what is that called?
I'm going to go crazy now.
It's Static Shock.
Static Shock. Yeah, it was Static Shock.
Is that right?
I think so. You're Googling.
Yeah, it's Static Shock. Okay.
Yeah.
That show was kick-ass.
It was good.
And positive African-American teenage superhero. He was a great character. And I would like to see a lot more of that. And then you also have at least one African-American character in... Teen Titans, which has been nice, and Cyborg, and he's a great character.
Cool.
So they're popping up more and more within our, but I think that's taken us away from the core message of this, which is, dude, people A, read more critically, B, don't be racist.
Or you know what, like I think it's more about when you post something and you think, you know what, this might be construed as racist, you should really think about what you're about to say and think, do I actually harbor this feeling, which is a racist feeling? And if you do, and if you don't like it, which you shouldn't like it, most people don't. Most people do say racist shit and they don't actually like the idea that they're a racist, but then they say racist shit anyway. You need
there
to be
was actually
critically challenging about that.
Comment about from one person who said, call me racist, but when I found out Rue was black, her death wasn't as sad. This is the comment I was referring to as earlier. Horrible, horrible comment, right? He hashtagged it with, I hate myself. And I'm like, well, thank God you're at least critical of your own emotions on this issue, because that's really pitiful.
Oh, yeah. Jash per Paras.
Yes. Don't go sending him hate mail,
no,
but tell him
necessary.
to be critical of himself. That is the only way that we become better people.
Yeah, and maybe in fact the fact that he writes I hate myself, and let's say for the sake of argument that he means that seriously, he's not just like saying that facetiously, that is a good step, but now he needs to really go through it, and he probably should tweet again and say something even further and say, the fact that I have this feeling makes me disgusted with myself, and I need to figure out where it comes from and stop it.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't, like, you can't have that feeling. Like, it's not good for society. I mean, it's detrimental to society, and it's even worse when it goes unchecked. I mean, we're seeing this with a lot of the stuff going on in the country right now, where people trying desperately not to make certain things into issues of race because they don't want it to be about race, when in fact that's the problem, is it is about race, it still is about race, and we have to fix it so that we can get to a society where we say where it doesn't matter, you know, where we can, where nobody who is of any consequence is saying, you know, well, I was psyched for this movie, but then I found out they got black people in it. Like,
yeah,
that should not be a psychological feeling. And that
I'm gonna quickly read from the Tumblr blog that's out there specifically for the HungerGamesTweets.tumblr.com.
Okay.
This person said, this is her, I think it's a her, I could be wrong, comment. Here's what scares me. All these people read the Hunger Games. Clearly they all fell in love with and cared about Rue. Though what they really fell in love with was an image of Rue that they created in their minds, a girl that they knew they could love and adore and mourn at the thought of knowing that she's been brutally killed. And then the casting is revealed, or they go see the movie, and they're shocked to see that Rue is black. Now, this is so much more than, oh, she's bigger than I thought. The reactions are all based on feelings of disgust. These people are mad that the girl that they cried over while reading the book was some black girl all along. In quotes, by the way, some black girl. So now they're angry. Wasted tears, wasted emotions. It's sad to think that they had known that she was... had they known that she was black all along, there would have been no sorrow or sadness over her death. There are major tie-ins to these reactions and the injustices that we see around the world today. I don't even need to spell it out because I know that you're all a smart bunch. This is a big problem. Think of all the murdered children. Think of all the missing children that get no screen time on the news. It is not a coincidence.
Nobody cares about them. That's what she's saying, is that people don't care when a black kid dies.
Exactly.
Yeah. And when we say people, we don't mean all people. Just some people.
No.
Sorry. Should be clear. Some people don't care. And that's the problem, is we should really, really care. And it shouldn't be just because they're black kids. It should just be when somebody dies, we should care.
Right.
Even when it's a justified killing, that should weigh on us.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And to some capacity, we need to feel compassion and empathy for the act of death, of murder, of being killed and death. I don't know. Anyway, we're at 30 minutes and I hate to end on a very depressing note.
It was depressing.
So, yeah. But
it's a dark movie as it is. And the reactions to it have been even darker. And
shockers. Shock.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
everybody should go watch it, though. It's an important movie, I think.
Well, I'm planning to see it. I'm hopefully going to see it maybe this weekend, although American Reunion is out, so I have to see that too.
You're such a nerd.
I love those movies so much. So we should cut it off here and
wrap this up.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to leave their opinions on this topic, feel free to do so. You can do that in one of four ways, technically five. We should add the fifth one in here, but one of five ways. So the first is you can go to Facebook.
Really? You just added Facebook in the beginning? Just like that? The Skiffy and Fanti.
Show. Yes. Google+.
Shawnee Jen.
Twitter.
Twitter.com/SkiffyandFanti.
Blog.
SkiffyandFanti.com.
Email.
SkiffyandFanti@gmail.com.
Bam! All right. So that's it. Go leave a comment. Let us know what you think about all of this. I was going to say something along the lines of, but we won't let anybody who wants to be a douche post anything. But then I was like, no, because we'll just make fun of you.
No, we're not. We don't believe in censorship.
No, not generally. No, although certain people think we do censor them. No, we just close the post.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah. Anywho, so we'll see you next week with Sherwood Smith.
Excellent.
So peace out, home dogs. Represent.
Later.